The co-payment for going to the doctor. Lots of you asking questions about whether there are any exemptions given your particular circumstances. Let's catch up with Dr. Steve Hambleton. He's president of the Australian Medical Association and also a practicing GP. So I'm sure he'll be inundated with these questions this morning. Steve, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning.
So the co-payment is $7. Does everybody get to pay it, or are there any exemptions?
Well, actually, they have worded it cleverly and said it's optional. But if GPs continue to bulk bill, they'll be accepting a 25% discount on what they receive today. So that basically means that bulk billing will end in July 2015. There are probably no GP practices who can afford to accept a 25% discount. So effectively, it means everyone will be paying $7. And in fact, when you read the rules, they're very, very confusing with all these safety nets. If you charge $6, you're significantly worse off, and maybe you don't get that low payment incentive. If you charge $8, you're also worse off, so it has to be $7 or more than $14.
Right. Okay, so that's very interesting. So, and you mentioned there this basically means bulk billing ends. That's a fundamental change to the way we do healthcare in this country.
It is a fundamental change, and the question is that going to make our population healthier? Because that's the aim, that's the ultimate test to see whether changes in the health system are going to save money. Spending less doesn't necessarily save money in the end if we all get sicker. So if the rebates for GPs are dropping, the $5, so they'll have to charge something. Rebates for pathology, which we usually get bulk billed on, are dropping by $5, so they'll have to charge something. And rebates for radiology are dropping by $5. They haven't risen since 1998, so it's unlikely that they'll be able to bulk bill either. So if you go to a GP and you usually get bulk billed and he writes a prescription, just one prescription, and writes a pathology test, just one pathology test, you'll go from $0 to about $20.90 out of pocket. And if you go to a GP who charges you fees now, whatever you pay now, you'll be about $17 worse off after the change in July next year, if all things being equal. That's just for one pathology test. If you're a diabetic, you might have five pathology tests, and we don't know whether that's five co-payments or just one.
We don't know that yet, so that's not specified in the budget documents.
It's not supplied, but we know that it's $5 per test less. Mm. So it could be that you'll be expected to pay not one, but five co-payments if you have five tests ordered.
Right.
And if you go to a radiology practice, there may be two co-payments. So there's certainly going to be extra cost. The long-term question is it going to impair people getting to the GP? And we think it will. We think that low-income earners will just not go. And, of course, can you go to the public hospital? Well, they've just opened the door to allow public hospitals to charge. So it may be that people don't go to the hospital either.
Right,
and
so
may put them in serious danger of their health.
Yeah, yeah, and that ends up, as you say, costing us more over time. Dr. Steve Hambleton is with us, president of the AMA. We had a question from one of our listeners. If you already pay $70 when you go to the GP, there's no bulk billing already, does that also mean that there'll be a co-payment on top of that?
Well, you may well pay the $70, but your rebate from the government will be $5 less. So you'll be $5 worse off.
Mm.
But if you get an X-ray or a pathology test or even a prescription, there's another $5 less. You'll pay more for the prescription, and you'll also find that the rebates or pathology have dropped, so you may have to pay for that as well.
Mm. Now, I know the state governments are very concerned about how this is all going to work, but as you say, the real test is the long term, how it affects people's health. What about the Medicare system itself? How is it going to perform or cope with the introduction of co-payments?
Well, it'll cope, but it's an extraordinary substitution of a very, very complex rebate structure and safety net structure with a straightforward bulk billing structure.
Mm.
We also know that there's going to be a acceleration of the blame game between states and public hospitals and federal government, because people will divert to public hospitals. And of course, we know that significant funding to the public hospitals is dropping. So Medicare will be okay. It's really the real question for the health economists is increasing the price that we charge people going to make them healthier or not?